The reaction of people to the mystery of the Blessed Sacrament always astounds me. Always. It's amazing. On the one side, you hear people that simply can't deal with it at all. How can the presence of Christ be in a piece of bread? It doesn't look like the presence of Christ. How can Christ be in heaven and here on earth? How can he be moved around in a piece of bread or a cup of wine? I don't understand. He can't have meant it literally when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." That's one reaction. Then the other reaction is those who never even heard about it or understand it or don't know about it, and you tell them about it and they believe it like that. We have that experience in the Youth 2000 program. Dozens, hundreds of teenagers will come for the weekend. They don't even know what it's all about. The name Youth 2000 doesn't tell you much. And in the first 15 minutes, you tell them about the mystery of the Eucharist, and with devotion, contrition, love, enthusiasm, they will spend the next 40 hours worshiping night and day the presence of the Lord. And how do they believe so suddenly? How do they go from not even knowing about the Eucharist, because they haven't been adequately taught, to believing like they were cloistered nuns all their lives? I don't know. It's the mystery of grace. The Eucharist is a great mystery. It is the mysterium fidei, the mystery of faith. Don't be afraid of mystery in Christianity. There are mysteries all over the place. Creation is a mystery. How we ever got here is a mystery. What this world is made of is a mystery. Gravity, you see my rope fall, that's a mystery. Nobody knows how it works. The mysteries all over the place. Well, the physical mysteries. But spiritual mysteries are even greater. And I have to say, for the Catholic Church, and at the same time for the Orthodox churches, we don't walk away from mystery. We can't! Because our very existence as a church is deeply, deeply shrouded in mystery. One of the great theologians of the 19th century, Matthias Schaben, I quote him in my new book, written with James Monty, In the Presence of the Lord. He says, "The greater, the more sublime, the more divine Christianity is, the more inexhaustible, inscrutable, unfathomable, and mysterious it must be. If its teaching is worthy of the only begotten Son of God, if the Son of God had to descend from the bosom of the Father to initiate us into the teachings of salvation, could we expect anything less than the revelation of the deepest mysteries locked in the heart of God? It doesn't mean we understand them, but we know they are there." Schaben continues, "Far from repudiating Christianity or regarding it with suspicious eyes because of its mysteries, we ought to recognize its divine grandeur in these very mysteries." That's what makes Christianity so wonderful. I remember one time I visited Yosemite. Some friends of mine out in California, Gallows, took me to see Yosemite. We got there in broad daylight. It was beautiful. It's deep valley with great cliffs all around you. It's magnificent. But that was only the beginning. Because in the evening there was a full moon. And the whole valley was illuminated by this moon. But the great cliffs around us were filled with the most mysterious and beautiful shadows. People go to get Yosemite, especially at night, to see what? To see the mysterious shadows on the rock. Now, this is the Eucharist. It is a great mystery. It reminds us of the mystery that God is, the mystery that creation is, the mystery that Christ is, and that he could come into the world. It reminds us of the mystery of death, of the mystery of resurrection, of the last judgment, and of the hope of eternal life. You want to be a believer? Your life has got to be surrounded by mysteries. This is recognized by all the religions of the world. Without mystery, you don't have faith. But in Christianity, our mystery comes to a white hot center. It comes to the Eucharist. I love it. The very thing I love about the Eucharist is that it's so puzzling to people that don't have faith. And so annoying to people who wish they had faith, but they don't, and they're not inclined to kneel down and ask for the grace to have it. You know, there are people who hate the Eucharist. People in the communist countries and the Bolshevik times, when they attack a town, they'd go into the church, they'd rip the tabernacle off, they'd throw the Blessed Sacrament on the floor. They'd stamp on it. It happened in Spain, happened in Mexico, happened in Russia, in the Eastern countries. Maybe you saw the film Romero, where the American mercenary machine guns the tabernacle and the hosts fly all over the place. Why? Because those who don't believe are afraid of mysteries. Their hatred is really founded on the thought, what if it's true? What if it's true and I don't know? What if it's true and I've done these things? And some of these people are brought to conversion. I know several people who were guilty of profaning the Blessed Sacrament, sometimes in the dark, the black arts, in the diabolical. And when they realized what they had done, that became the very motive of their conversion. Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. It's an old operetta song. It was written by Victor Herbert, who was buried across the street from our monastery in the South Bronx. Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. The great Father Solanus Casey, about to be beatified, we think, he used to stand before the altar when no one was in the chapel with his violin. I can still see him as I peered through the crack in the door, playing before the Blessed Sacrament. Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. Yes, we used to say a beautiful little prayer. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. If you really believe in the Eucharist, go before the presence of Christ. Plunge yourself into the divine mystery. If your faith is weak, if you're one of these people who says, well, I don't know why Christ did this, and I'm not sure he did that, and I don't know what he knew. If you're into that garbage, escape from it. Shut your mouth, go in, and kneel down. Put your face against the floor before the Eucharist and say, Christ, Christ, let me know that you are there. And if you don't believe, well, get an open mind. Go and try it. I warn you, there are atheists who didn't even know what they were doing and they went into the presence of the Blessed Sacrament like André Fassade. And he was overcome by God. Oh, yeah. Try it. Try it with an open mind and an open heart. And you will know with a depth that you never knew before what Christ meant when he bid farewell to the apostles. Behold, I will be with you till the end of the world. He is with us. He is with us in many ways. But there is no more startling, mysterious, powerful, changing, grace-filled way that he may be with us than he is in the sacrament most holy, the sacrament divine. Amen.